talking to Pastor Phil Seeley today, that's Perkins, and I was just telling him just a little bit about me coming to Black Creek, but back in 1979, I worked at a power plant, and my job was that we had four diesel coming engines in the back, and 5,000 kW each one, and they're producing electricity, and my job would be on this big control board and take and synchronize these generators together so that they could provide power in different places. And we found that there were men who were good at the mechanical skills and others good at synchronizing the electric and making it all work. And I could synchronize the electric. Never did figure out why a machine works. Never have. Amazed at people who can. But the man who was in charge of all the military generators in the country that I was in had a job offer in Saudi Arabia, and it was very high paying. And he offered me to come to Saudi Arabia, and he guaranteed me that over all taxes, all expenses paid and everything else, that I would leave in 1982 with $50,000 in the bank. And he guaranteed me that. I don't know what $50,000 in 1982 dollars are worth today. Somebody got Google, you can look it up, but you go $50,000. 1982 equals, and it'll boom, it'll say this today. But the thing is, it was a great temptation. Well, the other great temptation I had was to go learn the Bible. And I thought to myself, well, why not go learn the Bible with 50,000 bucks in the bank? You know, it seemed like a good idea. Well, I knew a couple missionaries who lived over in Athens, Greece. The Rustlings were their name. And I went and talked to them. And they were in their 50s. And I told them what my dilemma was. And I'll never forget, because Mrs. Rustling was one of those women who always deferred to her husband and everything. And for the first time ever, she spoke before he did. She said, John, you do what you want. She said, but my husband and I owned the largest glass company in the state of Mississippi. We had houses, we had a yacht, we had four children. Both of us were raging alcoholics. Every one of our children grew up in an alcoholic's home. All four of them have destroyed their marriages, their children, their lives. And she said, when we were about our late 40s, God saved us. And she said, my husband then decided he'd had enough of all that money, and he just got rid of the company, and he went to our church in Jackson, Mississippi, and said, I want to be the business director. Just took a small salary. She said, after about 5 years, the Lord showed us that wasn't enough, and we're here overseas. He says, you can go put money first if you want. But we've never been as happy as we are right now. Amen. Never, ever have we been this happy. Amen. We can't go straighten out our kids' lives. We destroy them. But we've never been this happy. Well, I didn't need to be told twice. I told the Landers, I'm not going to Saudi Arabia. Somewhere, I forgot those things. Somewhere around 1988, just a little church in Vermont, having trouble getting it over three or four families, picking up cans by the side of the ditch, fourth child born, and when I look back at it, God had been good to us. But it was just hard to see that. I remember just thinking, I just can't make it here. And I went back to South Carolina where I could make good money. Became the president of the South Carolina Business Association and a business club, and worked in a manufacturing plant. And, you know, kept my wife at home with eight children. I had to work 100 hours a week sometimes. And yes, my wife, is that an exaggeration when I say 100 hours a week? It was not an exaggeration. So I was standing behind the machine till 2 o'clock in the morning, tears running up my eyes. I'm just so tired, I can't see straight. Get in the car and drive a half hour home and, you know, try to get up in the morning, get up before your kids are awake. You haven't seen them in 3 days, but make that money. And then God blew that life to pieces. Because he was jealous over me. He hadn't called me to work that kind of a life. He called me to be in the ministry. Standing on Route 16 in Franklinville, picking up cans by the side of the road somewhere about 14 years ago, 13 and a half years ago. Lord asked me, well, when'd you do this last time, big boy? Well, I was in Vermont. Why'd you leave Vermont? I didn't think you'd be feeding me. You think it's a coincidence? You grew up on Route 16, your family's 7 miles down the road. There you are, big boy, you're picking up cans to stay alive. You think it's a coincidence? My understanding returned to me like Nebuchadnezzar revealed it. And within a week, I'd driven by and seen the Black Creek Baptist Church and thought we'll stop by there. If I took all my retirement savings, everything I own, emptied every bank account that I have, I could not raise $3,000. That's everything. So everything that I own. I make the number that high because Ashley now pays me by the month. Ask me somewhere at the end and it'll be the $2,000 range I'll talk about. Say, well, how do you get along? We've never.
Praise the Lord.
We have never enjoyed life like we enjoy it. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be.
Yes, sir.
Your treasure tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, where your heart is, I didn't say Jesus did. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be.
Sure thing.
Hey, you know where my treasure is? My treasure is Bob Bailo coming to me and saying, you know, a man came to me today and asked if he could talk to me. Wonderment of work. He's a hard-working man. He's went out there and provided for his family and taking care of things, and finally he's got a daughter that did things God's way and her mother's way and her dad's way and came and did things that way. That's a treasure to me. My heart's there. My heart's a little boy back there. How many times did he pray that my parents would quit drinking?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how many times?
That's right.
To see them sitting in the house of God.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Clean lives.
Yes.
My heart's there. Mm-hmm. I was thinking to myself, now keep in mind, I have a wife, and I can't praise other women without saying, my wife's the best. I doubt there's a prettier smile on earth than Chelsea's.
That's right.
Probably just isn't. Yeah. I think when Nate wakes up every morning, look at that slide, you just don't know Nate. Or you're smiling. There they are in the house of God. My heart's there.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
It's a treasure.
Exactly right.
It's a treasure. It's a treasure to see families in the right mind, children with parents that love them. It's just a treasure to me. Beyond anything, it's a treasure. And I can't even begin to imagine what that $50,000 in 1982 would have done to me.
That's right. That's right.
Now, there are men who can handle that.
Better believe it.
Not many. Mm-hmm. The Apostle Paul said, I have learned in whatsoever state I'm in there with me.
Yes, sir.
I've learned how to be abased. I've learned how to abound. I don't have to go back to men in their 70s know what hunger is. I grew up with hunger. I can tell you what it's like to sit at the Delaware Machias Central School. I haven't eaten a bowl of Cheerios at 6 o'clock in the morning, now it's 11 o'clock, it's 5 hours later, and I am so hungry I cannot even begin to think. And I would stare at the clock and close my eyes and try to memorize it, open it again, when the second hand would be at the top again, because it would just be anything that would distract me. And then you go into the lunchroom and there'd be one peanut butter and jelly sandwich on white bread. And there'd be an apple that's all wrinkled. Cottony on the inside, it's February, you can get that from down there. And, you know, and take that and eat that, and then go back there, and for about an hour I'd have stuff in my stomach, and then I'd spend the rest of the afternoon just, I couldn't even concentrate on myself. Then they said, why didn't you get your homework done? You know what? You know, why don't you have this done? How come all the other kids are getting stuff, and you don't have this stuff? I know what hunger's like. I used to be able to, seriously, and I'm not looking for pity. I've got one of the best lives I've ever had, but I used to be able to take my fingers like this and go around my waist when I was 14 years old. I'm just telling you. You talk about what hunger is. My dad made $45 a week with 5 children. And we just lived on that. But you know what? The Aspens had a good life. We'd come home to a mama that loved us, come home to a dad that came home, and family that ate together then when we ate. It was a good life. And I used to know all these kids who, you know, they had all the newest things in their lunch bags, and their family could afford the school lunch. We could never afford the school lunch. It was 25 cents in those days. My mother couldn't afford to send us, you know, have us have that school lunch. And, we'd go there and we'd watch all those kids that have it, and they'd go home. Sometimes they're divorced parents.
That's right.
They'd go home and didn't have any of the stuff that we had. We had one of the finest families anybody ever had anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it was a glory day of that. And let me tell you something. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I have learned in whatsoever state I'm in, there would to be content. God tests very few men with a bounty. Very few men and women does God ever test with a bounty. Very few. It's the hardest test there. You'll hear people all the time talking about the test of not having much. But not many are tested with a bounty.
That's right.
Not many at all. Part of the reason is he doesn't want their heart where their treasure is. But it ends up there. I'm always amazed at the misery when I hear them talk. Trying to explain how they're going to get by this and they're going to get by that. The old hippie said, and that's understood it better, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Jesus said that. But you know what? If I could lose Jesus, I'd have lost him. If I could screw up salvation, I would have done it. But I got something I can't lose.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
I got something Jesus Christ gave me.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
I know every preacher says this, and I hope they all mean it as much as I do. I pastor the finest church on God's earth.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
I hope they all mean that when they say it. I mean it.
Yes, you do. I know you do.
Brother Hayne, come on up here and